Good morning. Who's calling Christian?
Good morning. Delighted to bring up your half century, Christian. It's Jim Rosenthal here calling.
Jim, good morning.
How are things? I was thinking about your big long night in Manchester that I heard about. And I think as I've timed this to be the 50th call, I think timing and pacing yourself is probably the only advice that an old pro can give you.
Well, yeah, you're used to covering some big fights.
Not drinking too much too early.
Yeah, I mean, you're used to covering some big fights up through the early hours. But, yeah, I'm going up to the MEN Arena for the Bisping-Hendo fight for UFC 204.
Yeah, I know. I heard that. I was listening to that at the start of your show. And it's astonishing, and it shows the growth of that sport, doesn't it? That they're going to ram the place out at that time of the morning. But from your own point of view, to enjoy it to the full, I would say pace yourself a little bit, and don't hit the alcohol too early.
It feels like my parents have asked you to give me a call. Saying, listen to you, Jim. Okay, he holds you in high esteem. Here, listen to you.
I hope so. I hope so. Trust me. Come at 5:15 in the morning when the big fight is due. You'll say to yourself, "I'm glad I listened to old Jim. I'm glad if you did."
Jim, thank you so much for giving us a call. Talking about fights now. Honestly, for me, you know, you've done so much from Formula One to World Cups to rugby, but the heyday, and hopefully we can get back into that. But the heyday of British boxing for Eubank and Ben, you're always the guy covering it. Always chatting to at the end of those classic encounters.
Yeah, they were absolutely wonderful days. They were wonderful days for me personally, Christian. They were great days for British boxing. I mean, people now would find it hard to comprehend that between 15 and 18 million people watched those fights.
On a Saturday night, and used to be in the pub.
On a Saturday night. And, you know, we could justifiably say we stopped the country with those fights, and people were leaving dinner parties to watch them. And, of course, that was the power of terrestrial television in those days. And terrestrial television in those days believed that sport was very, very important, and we had it to ourselves. And, Nigel Benn and Chris Eubank, they were phenomenal nights, really. And it was a golden era for boxing. Boxing carries on. I still work for Box Nation, which is great.
I've seen you over there. Yeah.
You're going to be in Manchester on Saturday. I'm going to be at Harrow Leisure Centre. So there you go. but it was, listen, they were great times. And if you look back at the various things that I've covered, they would be right up there, those big boxing nights.
Like you said, I remember in the pub, the whole pub would stop at 10:30 and all just watch the fights. I seem to remember one classic bit when you were interviewing Chris Eubank after, it might have been the first Ben fight, and Eubank was smeared in blood, and it was a mixture of his own and Nigel Benn's. It was like a gladiator, and
yes,
he was chatting to you, and he thought that would be the best time to propose to his girlfriend, smeared in another man's blood.
It was an interesting one. I was presenting. Gary Newborn actually spoke to Chris, and he said something like, "Marry me, Callum. Marry me, Callum."
I think
that was a sort of a very poor impersonation of Chris Eubank.
That is pretty good, actually.
That was an interesting, and I do believe that the proposal was accepted. A bit of water has gone under the bridge with that relationship since then, but
yeah.
I do believe that she did pick it up and accept it that night.
As a boxing fan.
I guess if you're going to propose, you might as well propose in front of 15 million people, haven't you? You know, there you go.
Smeared in another man's blood. It's a nice way to do it.
Well, yeah. That was Chris Eubank all over. He was the ultimate showman, and obviously the contrast between him and Nigel Benn, the two characters, was fantastic. And without the two of them, if you know what I mean, they needed each other to have the impact that they made.
And now their sons are fighting. And Chris Eubank Jr. is a fantastic fighter in his own right as well. It's so strange.
I'll share this with you. There's no one else listening, is there, Christian?
No, I'll share it with you.
I mean, frustrates the heck out of me, to be quite honest, Chris Eubank's boy, because he's a very good fighter, but he doesn't fight enough, and they're extraordinarily difficult to deal with. And Conor Benn, who's coming on, I haven't seen that much, but people are speaking very, very highly of him.
Wow, okay. Do you think Anthony Joshua will be the next world heavyweight champ from this country?
I think he's got a great chance, and we don't want to go into what's happening with Tyson Fury.
Yeah.
But if you want a contrast to live your life and how to be a professional athlete, I think you're looking at polar ends of the scale, really. with Tyson Fury and Anthony Joshua. He's got all the tools. I just reserve judgment a little bit on him when he has someone absolutely credible in the other corner, but that's just me. He's a lovely lad. He lives the life which you have to in boxing, otherwise you get found out in a nanosecond. And I've got a great career in front of him, I'm sure, Anthony Joshua.
It's not just the boxing, though, is it, Jim? I mean, Wikipedia gets a lot of things wrong, but it's listing here 8 World Cups, 3 Rugby World Cups, 2 Olympic Games and over 150 Formula One races that you were at the helm of.
You've just made me feel exceedingly old,
yeah,
to be quite honest.
This Is Your Life now.
I tell you can't beat that Wikipedia, can you? That Wikipedia, there it is. Your life is late. It's laid out for the world. But look, I had 32 great years with ITV, and they trusted me to do quite a few things. And it was a great broadcasting life, and I can safely say that I enjoyed every single second. And the reason why I carry on now and do a bit of work for MUTV, et cetera, is that I just love what I do. And a bit like you, Christian, that's why you get up at 3:30 in the morning, isn't it, and head in. You love what you do, and I think we're all, when we're doing it, we're very, very privileged to do it.
Absolutely.
And, those honestly, when you say 8 World Cups like that, it feels like yesterday, really, that I embarked on the first one. So it's a terrific career, and it isn't, people... do come up to you. Do you used to be Jim Rosenthal? Well, I still am, and I still sort of carry on tinkering away when people ask me, you know.
Now, listen, Jim, who's asked you to give us a call?
A lad called Stuart Warboys. I did a selfie with him quite close to my home, and he reached out to me on Twitter and said, call Christian. And I thought, in the recesses of my adult brain, I think we've done it, we've chatted before, Christian, so I thought I'd do that. I have a natter for you. Listen, I'm sitting in a traffic jam on the M40 heading into London, so your brain says, what the heck can I do to pass a few miles? And I thought, I might as well give you a call.
OK, so that's all road rage then, yeah?
I don't do rage, but listen, and my charity is the Willow Foundation, which is special days for seriously ill young adults.
Yeah, we had Bob on a couple of days ago. Bob himself
did
was
you
on
really?
Well, yeah.
that,
amazing
well, that,
charity.
I didn't know that. Do you know, I didn't know that. So you've had both barrels from Willow then?
No, it's
so
not both barrels. It's an amazing charity, and actually had emails.
Yes.
Excuse me, from a couple of listeners who've experienced the great work they do for sick family members as well. It's an incredible charity.
It is. It's fantastic, and I've been involved in it for quite a number of years, and it's a privilege to be involved in Willow.
Now, while you're stuck in traffic, the way this works, Jim, everyone who calls in leaves a question for the next celebrity.
Yours
comes from Joe Brand, who called us in the last hour of yesterday's show. Her question is, do you feel sorry for Kim Kardashian? That's Joe Brand's question.
Losing all that tomfoolery in Paris you're talking about, presumably.
Yes, the poor lady that was robbed.
I feel very sorry for anyone that is put
absolutely.
In that particular predicament. But bearing in mind who was put in that particular predicament, I haven't been losing too much sleep over it.
Gosh, Jim, how can you say that? Jim, you hardliner. Who are you? Donald Trump?
Well, she's fine, isn't she? She's okay. I mean, there are people who have been robbed.
That's terrifying, though, Jim.
Yeah, absolutely fine. Absolutely fine. But I think she's got one or two other things going on in her life that will ease that terror in time. And that's how I feel stuck on the M40.
Right,
you have rare
right.
thoughts, don't you? You don't feel spectacularly generous to the human race, perhaps, on that particular aspect.
Stripped
so
away
you
of
go.
Humanity on the M40.
You thought I was a nice, genial guy, didn't you?
Now, Jim, we need a question.
There's an edge in there, don't worry.
I thought there was, behind the eyes. Jim can turn, you know. You get him on the Kardashians, this guy will kick off.
I'm brutal. I am absolutely brutal.
We need a question from you, Jim, for the next celebrity that calls us.
Yeah, well, listen, Christian, as I sort of quietly edge away from centre stage, my boy Tom has come roaring
in
the world
really well
of comedy
himself.
And, you know, a bit of Friday night dinner, a bit of plebs, and he actually appears in the new movie Bridget Jones, Baby. Blink and you will miss him, but he has got one line in it, and I want you to ask the next celebrity what that line is, and I'm going to give you a massive clue that Tom plays Renee Zellweger's PA and delivers the line when Bridget is being sick in the waste bin in her office, having discovered that she's pregnant. So I just want to know what that line is.
Now,
is that all right?
Of course it is. You've obviously seen
that
the movie.
That's a big clue, by the way.
Yeah, have you seen the movie, haven't you?
Of course, I'm a regular. I've seen it about 18 times, really. Yeah.
And what's your mark out? What's your Jim Rosenthal mark out of 10 for the new Bridget Jones Baby?
Bridget Jones Baby, I'd give it a 7.
That's the review there from Box Nation's Jim Rosenthal. Put it on the poster.
Do you think? Now, go on then. What do you think? Am I being Kim Kardashian harsh there, or what?
No. I think that's very generous.
It's a good mark.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair play.
No, I think that's good.
Fair play. But I'm biased. My son Tom's in it, so I'm biased.
Yeah, he's doing very well. He should be very proud.
I didn't walk out of the cinema shaking my head and swearing at it and saying, well, what a waste of a couple of hours. So it's okay.
Do you know what, Jim? I'd like to hear a few more of your movie reviews in between when you're doing stuff on Box Nation, okay?
But listen, I love the movies, definitely. I think I'd throw those in, but that was a pretty brief review, wasn't it? I mean, how much...
Between rounds 4 and 5, okay. You can know, listen, a couple of movies out this week. Magnificent Seven wasn't for me. Why remake it? Anyway, action picks up at the start of the fifth. You know?
Absolutely. You've got it. In fact, I think Box Nation is the station for you, to be quite honest, on that little cameo.
I'll be your co-coms. Hey, listen, Jim, it's always a joy chatting to you. Have a great day. Well done if you're supporting the Widow Foundation as well. Thanks for calling. Enjoy the traffic.
Cheers, Christian. Absolute pleasure. And I've moved nicely down the M40. I'm at the North Holt turn off now, in case your traffic guy wants to know that.
Jim, we're going to travel right now, so let's get the latest travel now from Matt for Jim Rose.
Sticky on the M40.
Yeah. Start with the M40. Yeah. Okay, right, Jim, thank you very much. Bye.